This is Franciscan Voice, finding God's voice among us.
In the book of the prophet Jeremiah, we learn a lesson about peacemaking that is very important. Jeremiah tells the community in Jerusalem that the prophet should stop saying peace, 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 when there is no peace. What he's saying is that true peace is not simply an absence of difficulties. It's not simply an absence of violence. True peace is when we're following God's will, when we allow God's love to reign in our hearts. There are some of those who purposely avoid conflict because they're afraid of violence, because they're afraid that someone will misjudge them. But they avoid violence to the point where they're afraid to tell the truth. They're afraid to confront people with the reality of the situation in which they're living, which often can be a very self-destructive reality. A good example of that is when somebody's addicted to drugs, addicted to drink, and nobody in the family wants to challenge that person, because to challenge that person is to take a risk. If we want peace in our world, if we want peace in our own families, we have to be willing to take risks, because love is based on the willingness to die to self and to live for the other. We call that taking a risk. Taking a risk of trust in the other, taking a risk of being truthful with the other, even if the person is not yet ready to hear it. And that's where one thing that we should keep in mind. If we try to confront another with the truth, they're not always ready to listen. In fact, they might reject us. They might call us goody two-shoes or other names which are not quite as gentle. But maybe we've planted a seed. Maybe we've given them the opportunity to look at what we've said later down the road so that they can accept it on their own terms. And if that occurs, then the peace that we'll be living will not be a false, superficial peace, but rather will be profound, because it'll be based upon Christ's love.
Be sure to subscribe to our podcast and follow us on our website to discover other episodes at FranciscanVoice.org.